home for high school sports. The game gets started in just a few minutes. We'll get you to it. But first, the pregame show. You're listening to Platte River Radio Sports.
New Tech is proud to support high school sports. New Tech is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put New Tech's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark at 750-6060 or visit newtech@yieldleader.com.
New Tech Seed, the undisputed Midwest yield leader.
And good evening once again, everyone. Welcome back to night two of Fort Kearney Conference basketball action here on your sports leader at the Tri-Cities, Classic Hits 98.9 and the World Wide Web at PlatteRiverPreps.com. Doug Duda along with our producer-engineer Grant Sparks on the New Tech Seed pregame show as we are in Loomis for Fort Kearney Conference quarterfinal action. Up first, the number 3 seed Pleasanton Bulldogs take on the number 6 seed, the SEM Mustangs, a team they defeated just 2 weeks ago at home. Pleasanton did 62-46. That was part of an 8-game winning streak, which Elm Creek snapped right before the conference tournament, but Pleasanton has won 8 out of their last 9. They set at 10-4. For SEM, they've been playing better basketball. 6. They did lose to Pleasanton, and they were by Amherst after they had won 3 in a row against Axtell, Arcadia, and Litchfield. So a pretty good rivalry between these teams, and they should have a pretty good basketball game here tonight. And then we will have the Loomis Wolves, the number 2 seed here in this side of the bracket, and they will be taking on Amherst, who will be a very dangerous number 7 seed. And for Amherst, they upset Loomis earlier this season in quite an exciting basketball game at Amherst that we had for you here on Classic Hits by a score of 66-60. Loomis led in that first half by about 13 points before Amherst made a heck of a run to end the first half and take a 1-point lead, and back and forth they went right to the end, and Amherst won it 66-60. And now Loomis, since the holiday tournament, has went on a pretty good run. They are 6-2 during that time. So we should see 2 good ball games, and if they're anything like the girls' games last night, which both came down to the final minute, we should have another good night of basketball. Plenty of high school hoops coming your way tonight on our sister stations. The Breeze 94.5 FM has Kearney High at Hastings. They're just about ready to tip things off with the girls' and boys' doubleheader. On ESPN 1460 and 1550, Luplatte Conference quarterfinals from Cope Gymnasium, as Kearney Catholic will host the Donovan Trumbull girls at 6:15 and the Loup City boys at 8 o'clock. Also tonight, the Adams Central Gibbon boys game is on 1230 AM KHAS. If you can't pick up the radio signal, you can always pick it up on your computer or your smartphone, PlatteRiverPreps.com. PlatteRiverPreps.com, and you'll be able to find any of the games that are on the radio in Kearney and the Hastings stations on that website. Don't forget, the winners here tonight will advance on to the 8 o'clock game on Friday night at the Viero Event Center. On the other side of the bracket, Overton and Wilcox-Hildreth are playing, and Elwood and Elm Creek are just getting ready to tip off over at Overton. We expect to have some score updates on those games for you. Elwood, Elm Creek first, and then the top seed Overton to take on Axtell. We'll take a break here on the New Tech Seed pregame show. Be back with more from Loomis right after this.
It's the most unique high school basketball event in the state. The Heartland Hoops Classic, Saturday, February 11th. Showcasing different schools and different classes in a pre-district neutral court setting. The beautiful and comfortable Heartland Event Center in Grand Island. Spend the day. The 8-game event begins at 9 in the morning and goes deep into the night. Tickets are $12 for adults, $6 for students, and a limited number of $25 courtside seats are available at the Heartland Event Center ticket office or online at Ticketmaster.com.
As a proud supporter of the athletes and academics, Scott of Slyker Heating and Air Conditioning would like to extend a great thank you to everyone. When you need a new unit or service on your furnace, air conditioner, or heat pump, trust Slyker Heating and Air. Scott takes great pride in his community and in all the athletes in and out of the game. From the smallest job to the biggest, Slyker does it personally so you know you can trust that it's done right. Slyker Heating and Air, serving Cumroe and surrounding area.
As we said, a ton of high school basketball going on tonight. The Lou Platt and Southern Nebraska have both their boys and girls. The Twin Valley has the boys' quarterfinals going on tonight. The Loup Valley has the girls' quarterfinals going on tonight, as well as a ton of area tournaments and conference tournaments going on throughout central Nebraska. A reminder that Thursday, Friday, and Saturday nights here on Classic Hits, it will be the Loup Platt Conference Tournament from St. Paul, the girls' semifinals Thursday, the boys' semifinals on Friday. Then all four games for you on Saturday, consolation and championship games, will be coming your way from St. Paul. 6:15 start time Thursday, Friday, 2 o'clock, and then 4, 6, and 8 on Saturday, while the FKC tournament will continue on ESPN 1460 and 1550 from the Viera Event Center in Kearney. Thursday night, the girls' semifinals, which we already know. Friday night, the boys' semifinals, and then all four games on Saturday. Last night of the girls' tournament, Elm Creek came here to Loomis, as you heard, and upset the top seed Wolves by a score of 50-45. They'll play Overton Thursday night. Overton, a 49-44 winner over SEM. The second semifinal Thursday will have Amherst against Eustace Farnham. Amherst beat Axtell 52-34, and Eustace Farnham beat Elwood 56-42. Let's take a look at the starting lineup for tonight's basketball game, brought to you by Five Points Bank, the better bank. Five Points Bank, proud of its long history of being the local community bank to count on in our area, with growth in deposits and loans in the past 20 years unparalleled in the Tri-City area. They've also concentrated on being a profitable and secure place for their customers. Growth, profitability, and providing the best in customer service are goals they strive for and achieve at Five Points Bank, the better bank. First off, for the visitors on the scoreboard this evening, that will be the Mustangs of SEM. Number 14 is a 6'1" senior, Dylan Line. Number 22, 5'7" senior, Lance English. Number 24, 6' senior, John O'Neill. Number 32, 6'2" junior, Joe Harshbarger. And number 34, 5'8" sophomore, that is Angel Vateo. Head coach of the Mustangs is Dave Irwin, assisted by Darby Line and Ken Hudson. They are 7-7 on the season. As we've said, they've won four of their last six basketball games. For the Pleasanton Bulldogs, your defending conference tournament champions, number 12 is a 5'7" senior, Austin Pates. Number 20 is a 6' senior, Caleb Pritchard. Number 22 is a 5'10" senior, Colin Janicek. Number 32, a 5'10" junior, Clay Weber. And number 34, a 5'11" senior, Derek Tolles. Head coach of the Bulldogs is Brandon Kavan, assisted by John Klosterman. Pleasanton is 10-4 on the season. They have won 9 of their last 10 basketball games. After that loss to Elm Creek, they fell out of the top 10. They are listed as a contender in both the Lincoln and Omaha papers. And that is a look at the starting lineups, brought to you by Five Points Bank, the better bank. Your lifestyle, your bank, and your solution is Five Points Bank, taking care of customers one at a time, Five Points Bank. Now, looking back to last year in the boys' portion of this tournament, Pleasanton defeated Elwood in the opening round, while SEM fell to Eustace Farnham. Pleasanton went on to beat Elwood, Loomis, and Overton to win the conference championship last year. So SEM trying to find a way to get their way into the conference tournament semifinals and off to the Viera Events Center. You've been listening to the New Tech Seed pregame show. New Tech Seed, your yield leader. Contact Terry and Jason Stark or a New Tech Seed dealer near you. We will be back with the start of the Fort Kearney Conference Boys quarterfinals between Pleasanton and SEM right after this.
I have always said that I'm a Nebraska Farm Bureau member because it gives me, as a farmer, a voice in the legislature and in Washington, D.C. But did you know what your Buffalo County Farm Bureau does for you in your own backyard? By giving scholarships to local kids, supporting the Buffalo County Fair and 4-H programs, or tackling zoning concerns and other local issues. Farm Bureau starts right here. That's why I'm a proud Farm Bureau member.
Call Buffalo County Farm Bureau and rediscover your grassroots power.
Zimatic center pivots provide farmers worldwide with the best quality, highest performance irrigation systems. Year after year, these systems have proven themselves in varying types of terrain, cropping situations, and irrigation requirements. This is because of dedication to service and unique design. Zimatic and Pleasanton Irrigation offer you big savings choices when you purchase your new system. Order soon and take advantage of both low interest rates and rebates. Pleasanton Irrigation, your Zimatic dealer.
Honey, hurry. We need to finish loading up the trash. The dump closes in 30 minutes.
Don't let trash take up time in your busy schedule. Let Ravenna Sanitation take care of all your trash needs. At Ravenna Sanitation, they take trash seriously. They're there to be your trash collection connection. If you need trash removal from your home, business, or farm, Ravenna Sanitation is the quality, dependable trash hauling service that you've been looking for. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County.
The traveling purple and gold trim for SEM, the home white and red trim for Pleasanton. We're ready to get the FKC tournament underway here on Classic Hits. Jumping center for SEM will be Dylan Line. He's going up against Derek Tolles for Pleasanton. Chris Morachik, Ben Klein are your officials here tonight. The opening tip will be controlled by SEM. And it's going to be a tough zone defense here, trying to really pressure the ball with the guards. But, of course, you're looking at Line and English and anybody else that can help. We start with a three by English, and it's up, and it is in. Three-pointer here for Lance English to start the ball game off at 3-0 SEM. And at the other end, answered right back by the Pleasanton Bulldogs, and it's 3-2. And in the backcourt, we've got a whistle, and a little over and back called on SEM. Got trapped right there at the timeline, so it didn't take long for this game to get underway. 30 seconds in, and we've already had some action. Basketball in the hands of the Bulldogs. They get into the hands of Austin Pates, who works his way over on the right side. Pates holds the basketball. Skip pass back over to the left side to Pritchard. Pritchard gets it to Tolles. Tolles drives the baseline, has a seam, puts it off the glass and in. Derek Tolles gives Pleasanton the 4-3 lead after the opening bucket was made by SEM. And they cannot break the press. Tolles is able to make the steal. Give it off to Pates. Drives into traffic. Kicks it out on the wing. Nothing there for Weber. SEM's got to be able to handle the pressure. We saw that last night in girls' games. And as they try to force it inside here, it's going to be ripped away by John O'Neill. And Pleasanton will turn it over for the first time. 4-3 Bulldogs. We're just underway. 6:45 to go first quarter. And Line tries to force the ball inside to Harshbarger. It's going to be deflected out of bounds. And they're going to say that it was last touch by SEM. So three turnovers in a row after that made three-point bucket. And right back in business here are the Pleasanton Bulldogs. Colin Janicek tries to work his way into the paint. Finds the scoop shot. It sits on the rim and falls. Janicek makes it 6-3, so easy shooting here early on for Pleasanton. It gives them a three-point lead. In the backcourt, picking the pocket, driving, scoring, and drawing the foul, Caleb Pritchard. All of that right in about 5 seconds worth of time, and Pritchard will go to the line to try and complete the three-point play on the game's first foul. And Dave Irwin says, we need a timeout. A foul was on Harshbarger. 6:22 to go in the first quarter. And after the opening bucket was a three by SEM, Pleasanton's put up eight in a row. They lead it 8-3 here on Classic Hits.
Town & Country Bank is truly your hometown bank. We've been serving the Central Nebraska region since 1905. We currently have offices in the communities of Ravenna, Pleasanton, Kearney, and Litchfield. Town & Country Bank is locally owned and managed. We pride ourselves in serving you through exceptional personal service. We also strive to offer you the latest in technological advancements. Stop by and visit with us about your financial needs or just to chat. The hometown bank with a big interest in serving you. We are Town & Country Bank.
And welcome back to high school basketball. Out of the timeout by SEM. The free throw is up, and it is in by Caleb Pritchard, and that'll make it 9-3. Three-pointer at the other end is no good that time by English. And the backside rebound brought down by Derek Tolles. So the first miss for SEM. They had one make and four turnovers. As Pates brings the ball down the floor, dishes it off there to Weber, to Tolles. Bounce pass inside. There's nothing but purple jerseys there, and Harshbarger will come away with a loose ball. Second turnover, another three for SEM. That's well short, but Harshbarger gets the rebound underneath, and it's going to be O'Neill to put it up and in. English to Line, and Line fired the quick three but couldn't score. Now some pressure by SEM, but Pleasanton breaks that press. Long pass, and then it's deflected out of bounds. Good hustle by Lance English. 9-5 in favor of Pleasanton. And we haven't even played 2.5 minutes yet. Let's see if the pace keeps up. Pleasanton ball underneath their own hoop. It'll be Janicek to throw it up top to Pates. Cross up, dribble right side, overloaded there. Gives it off to Pritchard. Pritchard gives it on the left side. Tripped up is Janicek. Gives it back to Pritchard. And a hand check foul going to be called on SEM. And it's going to be on Dylan Line. That'll be his first personal foul. Second team foul here on the Mustangs. Tolles to throw it in. They don't mess around. They get set. They get the ball in. Inbounds pass deflected out of bounds. I'll have to do it again. Winner plays at 8 o'clock against either Loomis or Amherst on Friday night at the Vieira Event Center in Kearney. Second year that the tournament has been moved there. Pates crossover dribble on the right wing. Gets inside. Forces the shot on Mateo. It's no good. Rebound brought down by John O'Neill. His second board. And the outlet pass comes into the front court here to English. English working on the right side. Cut off there by Janicek. Up top to line. Dump it inside O'Neill. Uses a little lean. Makes some room. Puts it up and in. Back-to-back bucket by John O'Neill. The lead at two now for Pleasanton. Trying to go coast-to-coast. A palm going to be called on Colin Janicek. Going a little too fast. That'll be his third turnover for the team. Not his personally, but the third turnover here for Pleasanton. So both teams are pressing. Both teams are trying to go pretty quick here. And Bateo will take the inbounds pass here. Face the man-to-man pressure of Derek Tolles. And now coming over to help out is going to be Clay Weber. Mateo gets it off the screen to Line in the front court. Line looking underneath for O'Neill. He's covered. Now Dillon has it knocked out of his hands into the corner to Mateo. Now they'll lob it down low and trying to deny it. We've got a reach-in foul called on Colin Janicek. That'll be the first foul of the game on the Bulldogs as they try to get it into the big fella, Joe Harshbarger. For the first time in a long time, a little more bulk on the Bulldogs opposition. Pleasanton has had plenty of height and bulk over the last few years. Not as much this year as Caden Zwiener checks into the ball game for Weber. SEM gets it in underneath the Harshbarger. There's nowhere for him to go. Kicks it out to Line. Skip pass back out top to English. They'll reset the offense to Harshbarger. Back up top to Mateo. 9-7 Pleasanton. 4.5 to go first quarter. Line got himself in trouble. Throws it back into the middle of the floor. There it is to Mateo. His three-pointer will not go. Offensive rebound. Back up and in. John O'Neill having himself a heck of a start to the game. And that's six in a row to make it 9-9. All six coming from O'Neill. Two of them on offensive putbacks. And into the basketball game. Zwiener trying to get it inside. A near jump ball. Last night that would have been a jump ball, but it isn't tonight. Driving in. Janicek, once he ripped the ball loose, is going to get the foul. Coach Dave Irwin trying to say, why wasn't that a whistle for a jump? But they let him play, and nothing wrong with that. Foul on Lance English, his first, team's third. Pleasanton throws the ball away on the inbound. They run over to Bateo. They don't call the walk, and SEM will pick up the loose ball. They couldn't hardly call the travel after they didn't call the shove, and that's just one of those where the official didn't see it, and now we've got a double dribble called on SEM. The ball got caught on the leg of Dillon Line. Fifth turnover here for SEM. Line was trying to turn the corner. The ball got caught on his hip, and they got him for the double dribble. So we're even at 9 here, midway through the first quarter of play in the FKC quarterfinals. Pates decides to pull up for three at the top of the key. It's no good. Rebound pulled down by Dillon Line. Line up the floor on the right side. Now takes it into the paint. And he might have stepped through a double team. Laid it up and in. Line was able to walk through traffic, but SEM doesn't get back. And the layup is there for Caleb Pritchard. So that's twice now that Pleasanton has been able to hustle back and beat SEM after a Mustang bucket and answer their bucket with one of their own. 11 all. Line bounce pass over for a three-pointer. English. It's on the way and in. Lance English with his second three. SEM doesn't mess around. They're getting the shots up. Coach Irwin told me we got to find a way to put the ball in the hole, and so far they are, 14-11. Mustangs with the lead. Up top of the basketball is Colin Janicek. Gets it into Tolles. Kicks out in the right corner to Pates for the three. Comes up short. No good. Rebound brought down by John O'Neill. O'Neill up the floor to Line. One on three. Tries to find a way to get the shot away. Does, but it's no good. And that means nothing but white jerseys. And then Line just reaches in and fouls Caden Zwiener. Second foul on Dillon Line, and SEM's got to be a little more disciplined than that. Line and English basically have to be able to stay in this game, can't be in foul trouble, because they are the two big guns for this SEM team. Not that the rest of the guys like John O'Neill, who's got off to a good start, can't do things once they get in that half court. At the other end, we have a quick drive and a layup there for Colin Janicek. Boy, when Pleasanton wants to take it to the hoop, they just do it. And SEM hasn't been able to get in their way. 14-13 SEM, 2.5 to go first quarter. In the right-hand corner with it is Andre Gallegos, who checked in for Line with the two fouls. Into Harshbarger, back out to Bateo. English in the corner, 4-3. That one is no good. High in the air to pull down the rebound is Jason Nichols, who came in at the last horn. Outlet pass left wing to Janacek. Janacek to the free throw line. Ball fake, can't get it away. To Nichols on the right side, and he got hip. The foul going to be called. And the foul is on SEM's Lance English. So English in line, each with two fouls, 6 minutes into the game. 14-13, Pleasanton down one, but they've got the ball. Up top, here's a three-pointer for Colin Janacek. Won't go, 0 of 3 from downtown. Rebound brought down by Nichols. His putback attempt was blocked in there. Dylan Lyon is back in the ballgame. Then Pleasanton loses the handle, and an over and back will be called. I think that was Lyon that blocked the shot. So it will be SEM ball just across midcourt. To throw it in is Harshbarger up top to Lyon. Dylan to the right side. Covered there by Janacek in a man-to-man. Tried to roll it inside, and Brady Darby, who comes in, steps in front, makes the steal. Pleasanton gets the ball in the front court to Janacek. Janacek drives, contact, puts it up, and it rolls in. Colin Janacek now with 6 points, and it's 15-14. A one-point lead back here for Pleasanton as SEM hustles it into the front court. Give the ball to Lance English. Back over the line, and in Bulldog. Inside, we got a hand check foul on the Bulldogs. This will be on Brady Darby, his first, and the team's second. Checking back in for the Bulldogs will be Pates and Pritchard. And in for SEM, Chase Irwin, a 5'9 junior. 1:24 to go, first quarter, 15-14. Pleasanton inbounds pass Harshbarger in traffic on a baseline. Still hits the left-handed fadeaway. And that'll be the first bucket for Joe. And SEM gets the lead back, 16-15. Pates brings it up the floor on Gallegos. Dribble it off his leg, got it back. A lot of fancy dribbling, now decides to back it up. Give it off to Caden Zwiener. Right side to Pritchard. Into the hands of Nichols and back to him. Now back to Nichols in the right-hand corner against the SEM man-to-man. Pates with it, working on Gallegos. Backs in, can't get a shot away. Good defense by the Mustangs. Now Nichols gets a 12-footer up and in. First bucket for Jason Nichols. And SEM back and forth in this teeter-totter affair. Has 40 seconds remaining in the quarter. Into the front court with it will be Dylan Lyon. Lyon, well, he wanted to lob it into Harshbarger. The ball got deflected. It ends up in Joe's hands, and then he glasses one in from seven. They overthrew Harshbarger, and then when Pleasanton went to make the steal, they could just throw it back into play, and it went right to Harshbarger, and he scores. Back-to-back buckets for Joe, 18-17 SEM. Here's Pates faking the three. Baseline right side, blocked from behind by Dylan Lyon, and they've got the ball with 14 seconds. Lyon pushes it up the floor right side. Nichols got in his way, stutter dribble. Jump pass back out top. Open three, Irwin, top of the key. Off the mark, no good. And the rebound brought down by Pleasanton. Pates from half court will get it away. It's no good. And that's the end of the first quarter of play. Pretty entertaining in our boys' quarterfinals of the Fort Kearney Conference Tournament. The SEM Mustangs, 18. The Pleasanton Bulldogs, 17. We're back with more basketball right after this on Classic Hits.
The most recommended by far, Eustis Body Shop, that's who we are. Butcher, car, or truck, back to factory specs. Free estimates from certified techs. When you need a tow, we're the ones to know. The most recommended, Eustis Body Shop, that's who we are.
Today's farm tractor is the workhouse for farmers and ranchers. That is why Stryker Tractor Service of Eddyville is in such demand. With over 40 years of experience, they repair and offer free troubleshooting advice on all tractors. Stryker Tractor Service sells used tractors and stocks a variety of starters, alternators, and clutches. To keep your workhouse going strong, call Stryker Tractor Service in Eddyville, a proud sponsor of this broadcast. Good luck from everyone at Stryker Tractor Service.
With our producer-engineer, Grant Sparks, I'm Doug Duda back with you here at Loomis. Want to say a big thank you to Athletic Director Cole Carher and the crew here for allowing us to bring you FKC basketball. Last night, girls, tonight, boys. And to start the second quarter, Pleasanton will get the basketball, trailing 18-17, and Weber tries the three. It is no good. Rebound pulled down by Gallegos. In the first quarter, SEM was 2 of 7 from downtown, 0 of 3 for Pleasanton. Now SEM turns it over, and a foul to go along with it. And the two officials, maybe we just had a kick. Looks like we just had a kick. Turnovers 5, Pleasanton 6, SEM. Rebounds 5, SEM and Pleasanton. Pleasanton ball under their own hoop. They'll throw it out top to Clay Weber. Starters back in there for the Bulldogs after they used multiple rotations in the first quarter. Now driving in out of control is Janicek. Missed it. Got his own rebound. Knocked out of his hands, but ends up in the hands of Pates. Brady Darby is in the game right now. Down low, he gets the ball, and they're going to call a foul before he can get the shot away. And SEM now in foul trouble. That is the third on Lance English. Into the ball game for Pleasanton, 6'1 sophomore John Colshie. English has 3 fouls, and he stays in the game. Or did they sneak in a sub? No, they snuck in Nolan Smith. Nolan Smith is in there, and it will be Pleasanton ball underneath their own hoop. Get it out of the right wing to Janicek. Open 3 on the way. In and out, no good. Backside rebound brought down by Bateo. Bateo outlet pass. Gets it into the hands of Dillamine. Into the right-hand corner to Gallegos. Gallegos spins to the baseline. Janicek cuts him off. Kicks it back out top to Bateo. In the corner, here is English for 3. It is no good. And then on the rebound, a foul going to be called on SEM. And the rebound comes down to Caleb Pritchard. The foul on Gallegos. That's the 7th. And so we've got a 1-1 for Caleb Pritchard. He shot the only free throw in the game and has made it. That is the 3rd foul on Dylan Line. Line and English with 3 fouls each. We played 9 minutes. And they're still in. Free throw is up and it is in by Caleb Pritchard. We talked at the beginning of the game how important it was for those two to stay out of trouble, and they're not. Now English will check out, and back in is John O'Neill. And the 2nd free throw is up, and it is in. So Pritchard gets the first 2 points of the 2nd quarter, and Pleasanton regains the lead, 19-18. And bringing the ball up the floor, Pleasanton too aggressive on the double team against Angel Bateo. And the foul is called on Austin Pates, his 1st, 3rd team foul. And Bateo will throw it in. So you've got Line still in there with the 3 fouls, along with Bateo. They get the ball in to Nolan Smith. Also in the ball game is going to be John O'Neill, who has it in the right-hand corner, and Andre Gallegos. O'Neill needs some help. He's in trouble. Now just throws it up for grabs towards midcourt, and Gallegos is able to run it down. Get it over to Bateo. Into the corner, O'Neill for 3. Off the front of the iron, no good. And another foul on the rebound. Boy, SEM just going over the back every single time. And this one is on Nolan Smith. At the line to shoot a 1-1 is going to be Clay Weber, looking for his 1st point. Colin Janicek has 6. Pritchard 7 for Pleasanton. O'Neill and English 6 each for the SEM Mustangs. The free throw is no good, and it's run down to the corner by O'Neill, his 5th rebound. Finds Dylan Line, who brings it across the timeline. Crossover, runs into the double team, gets rid of it. Back up top Smith. Nolan 16-footer, no good. Rebound brought down by Caleb Pritchard. Outlet to Pates. Pates right side. Dumps it into the corner to Janicek. Back up top for the open 3. It's off the mark by Caleb Pritchard. Rebound yanked down again by O'Neill. He is dominating the boards right now. Outlet pass gets kicked out of bounds by the Bulldogs. For just a moment, Bateo looked like he was going to be able to put up the layup, but then here come the Bulldogs when the ball was kicked around. In for SEM, Joe Harshbarger and Lyon will now check out. So the 2 leading scorers are on the bench for SEM with 3 fouls each and 6 minutes to go in the first half. Inbound ball to Gallegos. SEM still in this one, 19-18, but this is going to be very key. Can they play well enough now with their 2 main men on the bench? O'Neill on the low post, trying to lob it into him. Colshien leaning on him. O'Neill got around him. There's nowhere to go. He has to throw it out top in a 3-second. That's the 8th turnover now on the Mustangs. And the Bulldogs will bring Jason Nichols and Derek Tolles back into the ball game. Janicek remains in there, as does Caleb Pritchard and Pates. And I think if you're Pleasanton right now, you try to run SEM to death with English in line out of there. Really take it at them. 19-18 Bulldogs, 5:25 to go in the first half. Pates Drop step into the lane with the dribble penetration. Kicks it back out. Three-pointer on the way. In and out again by Janicek. Close but no cigar. 0 for 7. Rebound ends up in the hands there of Derek Toles. He'll give it to Pritchard. Back in the corner, Janicek for another three. No good. That'll be ripped down by Joe Harshbarger. They'll call a jump ball, but it is SEMs on the alternating possession. And some backcourt pressure will be put on here by the Pleasanton Bulldogs. And SEM has had all kinds of problems with that pressure, and they have more problems here. Turn it over for the ninth time. Pleasanton can't take it in for a transition bucket. They will get it into the corner for a three-pointer that is too strong. Backside rebound put up quickly. It's no good. Another offensive rebound by Austin Pates. Pates to the baseline. Nichols out top for three more. Janicek can't buy one. It is no good. Rebound brought down by Joe Harshbarger. SEM has yet to score in this quarter, and a timeout by Coach Dave Irwin. 4:29 to go in the second quarter of play. Pleasanton 19-18. You're listening to the Fort Kearney Conference Tournament brought to you by Misco Sports, your sports headquarters.
Look, so here's the deal. I get off work at 4 every day. Wife thinks it's 5, but sometimes I like to have a little break. So every day, my buddies and I head down to Cunningham's Journal for their happy hour specials from 3 to 6. They have the best selection of small craft and micro brews, Buck 50 Wells, guarantee the coldest draft beer in town, and of course, their big ass beers for $2.50. You see, I love my wife, but sports guys like us need time to sit down with their buds, have a cold beer, and watch our favorite sports. So sports fans, when you're ready for your happy hour, the place to be is Cunningham's Journal, downtown Kearney.
And we are back here at Loomis High School. As always, a big thank you to the many fine sponsors that allow us to bring you high school hoops on KKPR-FM, Kearney, Sumner, and Pleasanton. SEM still looking for their first points here the second quarter, but only trail by one because Pleasanton has two. Smith a three in the corner. He elevates the shot. No good. Good save, though, on the other side by O'Neill, his seventh board. But it doesn't matter because Pleasanton knocks it away, and they're going to come away with the steal. They throw it off the foot of O'Neill to save it. But SEM with their 10th turnover. It's been the story of the game. When SEM doesn't turn it over, they're doing a good job putting points on the board. But 10 turnovers, way too many here in the first half. And we've only played 4 minutes into the second quarter. Pleasanton basketball, dumped into the right-hand corner, and it's kicked away. Nichols was looking where he was going before he picked it up. And the Bulldogs have their first turnover here in the quarter. So the teams exchange turnovers. And now we're going to do it again, walking at midcourt. On SEM. Again, Kearney Hastings is on the breeze, 94.5 FM. Kearney Catholic basketball on ESPN 1460 and 1550. Adam Central Gibbon on 1230 AM KHAS. All the games as well, including these, on PlatteRiverPreps.com. Nichols on the right wing, playing it around the perimeter here against the SEM zone, daring him to shoot the three. And finally, they make a long range jumper by Jason Nichols, but his toes on the line. So it will only be a two, and it's 21-18 Pleasanton. 4 points now for Nichols. Smith tries to fire it underneath O'Neill, but they're right ready for it, and Colin Janicek makes the steal to the other end, and Pleasanton trying to go too quick. Good save by Toles. For Nichols, the three-pointer is on the way. It's no good. Rebound brought down by Nolan Smith. Long outlet pass to Mateo. One-on-one, he'll shoot the three from the hip. It's no good. Rebound yanked down by Colin Janicek. At the other end, it's turned into a playground game. It's thrown up Nichols, no good. Rebound Smith. SEM slows it down momentarily with Gallegos. Here's Smith, a long three-pointer. It's no good. And the rebound brought down by Derek Toles. Nobody making anything here in the second quarter after a pretty big first quarter worth of action. With it is Pates on the right wing. Dishes the basketball back up top. They try to get it inside to Toles, and he'll be fouled. So Toles will go to the line and shoot a pair of free throws. And the foul will be called on Joe Harshbarger, his second. And for Derek Toles, this will be his first trip to the line. But 0 of 11 from three-point land for Pleasanton. And that was another key to the game. If they weren't hot from the outside, any team can hang with them. And the free throw is no good. Into the ball game, Caden Zwiener for Pleasanton. And for SEM, they bring in Chase Irwin and Quentin Malcolm. For the first time, Malcolm's in, the 5'9 junior. Two and a half to go here in the first half. Coming up, the Ravenna Sanitation halftime report. Second free throw is up, and it is in. So Tolles gets one of two, and it's 22-18. Pleasanton has their biggest lead. It's the biggest lead by either team, 4 points. But again, SEM has been shut out so far here in the second quarter of play. And now they turn it over again. They're just not even getting shots. 7 turnovers in this quarter. And Coach Irwin has got to hope that they can survive this and get to halftime and hope that Line and English can keep their hands to themselves in the second half, quit committing fouls. They're on the bench with 3 fouls each, and they've been there for 4 minutes plus. Janacek tries to drive. Dropped it, has to kick it back out to Pritchard. Skip pass right side, and they overthrow the postman. I'm not sure if it was for Zwiener or Tolles, but it sailed over both their heads. And it goes back to SEM with 2 minutes to go here in the first half, 22-18 Pleasanton. Up the floor with the basketball, Chase Irwin, and then a blocking foul. They tried to shove him to the sidelines and get that trap. That time Irwin was able to handle it, and the foul is on Austin Pates. That'll be his second, but yet only the fourth foul. And now SEM's going to roll the dice. Lance English comes back into the ball game here now that they're on offense. And we have a dispute here at the scorer's table about how many fouls, I think. So we have a break in the action. We remind you the Fort Kearney Conference Tournament is brought to you by Misco's Sports, your sports headquarters. Coming up next, our second game, Loomis and Amherst. Amherst, a very dangerous team. They have played so many close games this year. They upset Loomis early in the season. Weekend number 2 up on their court. Now they play here at Loomis. And so they'll have a little discussing to do as to what's going on. See if they can get things turned around here, if Loomis can advance on, especially after seeing the girls get upset last night. The boys are hoping to avoid that here tonight for the second time to Amherst. Well, we've got it figured out, and SEM will get the ball in play. And shut out here for over 6 minutes. O'Neill, right-hand corner, and two hands either reach in foul called on Derek Tolles. His first and the team's fifth. SEM will have to throw it in again right in front of the Pleasanton bench. And Lance English will once again try and get it in. Looking inside, nothing there. Gets it to Smith, right back to Lance. Lance will bring it to the top of the circle here against the Pleasanton man-to-man. Works on Pates a little bit. Gives it over to Gallegos. Andre back up top. It's overloaded. Pass deflected away by Pates, but Gallegos grabs it. Tries to open up the lane. Andre drives in. Elevates over the double team. Tough shot won't go. Good defense by the Bulldogs. And Caleb Pritchard gets the rebound. Outlet Pat Janacek. English on him. Back out top it goes to Pritchard. To Janacek to play and catch on the left elbow. Now the pass deflected, and English trying to steal it away. It's taken back by Janacek after he fell to the floor. Kick it out to Pates. Pates for the three. It is short, no good. Rebound, punched out, and Janacek picks up the loose ball. 1 minute to go in the first half. Left-hand corner, Zwiener jumper. No good. Somebody get the can opener down here. It's pretty bad in the second quarter. Nobody can make anything. Eighth rebound for O'Neill. They'll give it off to Malcolm. Swips it to the right side. English fadeaway jumper. It won't go. Rebound brought down by Caleb Pritchard. Everybody's in a big hurry here in the second quarter. Tolles to Pates. Nice move to baseline. He puts it up and in with a blocking foul to go along with it. Good dish off that time, and Austin Pates is able to pick up the bucket. Chance for a three-point play here for Pates, and the lead goes out to 6. Now back in for the Mustangs, Harshbarger and Bateo with 35 seconds remaining. Also in, Chase Irwin. The foul was called on John O'Neill, his first. And a chance to complete the three-point play here for Austin Pates. And he can't do it. It's in and out, no good. And the rebound brought down by John O'Neill. That's his 9th here of the first half. 24-18. Pleasanton has outscored SEM 7-0 here in the second quarter. Should be the last possession as English drives, kicks it in the corner. O'Neill, open 3. It will not go. Long rebound. It's run down to the corner by Mateo. Jumper by Harshbarger, no good. Rebound brought down by Toll, still 11 seconds. Up ahead they go to Janacek. Janacek kicks it back out, ball loose. Oh, English went for it. Who's the foul on? Looks like it's on Pleasanton. Boy, English very fortunate that he didn't just get his fourth foul. Turnover Pleasanton. The foul on Tolles, his second, just the sixth team foul. So 4.5 seconds for SCM there at midcourt. English to throw it in, gets it to Pateo, back to English. English trying to get the three away at the horn. It is no good, and we are at halftime. Real good first quarter. Second quarter, not so much. But Pleasanton has the lead at half in the Fort Kearney Conference Basketball Tournament. Boys quarterfinals, 24-18 over SEM. We'll take a break and be back with the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report right after this timeout.
This sports broadcast is made possible in part by Scott Phillips, licensed agent for over 30 years, handling multi-peril crop insurance since its expansion to the private market in 1980. Find out about coverages available for hail, wind, fire, and transportation of grain after harvest. Crop insurance specialist with a farming background. We specialize in the crop insurance business. Crop insurance business that changes and evolves with new rules, rates, and regulations on a continuous basis. Insuring over 60,000 acres in the central Nebraska area.
Killian Motors in Kearney wants your trade-in. Stop in today and check out the great selection of program and new vehicles at low, low prices. Killian Motors needs good used vehicles, and you can help. They'll give you a great deal on your old trade-in. Killian Motors, your GM dealer where people come back time after time. 8th and Central in Kearney.
For quality, dependable trash hauling service for your farm, home, or business, contact the professionals at Ravenna Sanitation. Halftime of our boys' quarterfinal game, it is Pleasanton 24 and SEM 18. At the end of one quarter on ESPN Radio, it is Kearney Catholic's girls leading Donovan Trumbull in the Lou Platte Conference 16-2. And at halftime, the Kearney girls lead Hastings 18-11 on the breeze, 94.5 FM. Up next, our second game here tonight will feature the hometown and second seed Loomis Wolves taking on the seventh seed Amherst Broncos. Loomis is 10-4. They've scattered their losses throughout the season. Lost to Amherst the first time they played back on the 9th. They lost to a Brady team that's 14-2, to Arapahoe, and then to Alma by 3. A couple of weeks ago. So they are looking to finish strong here. They've got Amherst tonight. If they win, they'd get the winner of this game. And then they're on the road the rest of the season. This is their last home game tonight. Eustis, Farnham, Pleasanton, Maxwell all on the road to end the season. Now for Amherst, they've got Elm Creek and Wilcox Hildreth at home to end the season on successive Fridays. They beat Eustis Farnham, had to play in that play-in game Saturday, but won it easily, 79-27. This is a team that can put up points. They upset Shelton earlier this season. They beat this SEM team right before the conference tournament. They lost by just 2 to Gibbon, who's red hot right now, with Riley Reinertsen scoring over 30 a game the last couple of weeks. They lost to the high-flying Elwood team on the road, 70-57. They started well. They were 4-2 on the season, but since then they are 5-6. They have won their last two ball games, though, against SEM and Eustis Farnham. That game coming up next at 7:30. And over at Overton, you have got Elm Creek and Elwood playing right now. Then Overton will follow up against Wilcox Hildreth. We will take a break and be back with more on the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report right after this.
Whatever machining you need done, large jobs or small, see Hand Machining of Pleasanton. Hand Machining is a general machine shop serving Pleasanton and surrounding area. Get it done right. Get it done by Hand Machining of Pleasanton. Hand Machining is a proud sponsor of all the area athletes in and out of the game. Teamwork is like a good running machine. It takes a lot to work as a team and a lot of parts to run the machines. Hand Machining knows about teamwork and hard work, so trust your machines to the professionals at Hand Machining in Pleasanton.
Misco Sports has served Kearney and the central Nebraska area for 40 years and will continue to do so for many more. And even though their retail store in Kearney is now closed, Misco's will continue to serve the schools, teams, clubs, and organizations of the area with the same great service you've known for years. If you have questions, contact their main office in Ord at 308-728-5261. Misco Sports, serving central Nebraska.
And welcome back to the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report here at Loomis. As always, a big thank you to the many fine sponsors that allow us to bring you high school hoops. Let's take a look now at your halftime statistics. We will begin with SEM. And again, a rarity here, 18 in the first quarter, 0 in the second quarter. One rebound for Andre Gallegos. Dylan Line has a total of 2 points, a rebound, and 2 blocks. Nolan Smith has 2 rebounds. Lance English has hit their 2 3-point buckets for 6 points. John O'Neill, 6 points, 9 rebounds. Joe Harshbarger, 4 points, 2 rebounds. And Angel Bateo, 2 rebounds. 5 of 7, 5 rebounds in the first quarter, 12 in the second quarter of play. Free throw shooting, they have not attempted one yet in the contest. 3-point shooting, 2 of 7 of the first quarter, 0 of 6. Of the second quarter. Turnovers have been the big problem for SEM. 6 in the first quarter and 7 in the second. And fouls have been the big problem. We said when English and Line got in trouble, they were going to have trouble scoring, because then Pleasanton really knew who they had to worry about offensively, and they shut down O'Neill and Harshbarger inside. So they each have 3, Line and English, 2 on Harshbarger. 18 points, 17 rebounds, 2 out of 13 from 3-point land, 2 blocks and 13 turnovers for the 7-7 sixth seed SEM Mustangs. We'll look at the numbers for Pleasanton right after this on the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report.
Congratulations, you've won $1 million from Publishers Click.
Move out of the way. Is that a Valentino's delivery truck going down the street? I didn't know they delivered. Hey guys, Valentino's delivers.
It's the next best thing to enjoying Valentino's famous Grand Italian Buffet. Now delivery of pizza, pasta, and salads. Just a call away, 308-233-3888. That's 233-3888. Better than $1 million? Depends on how hungry you are.
Hey, didn't you hear me?
Valentino's of Kearney now delivers.
See Pleasanton Livestock Service to maintain the health of your animals. Pleasanton Livestock can make certain they get all the vaccinations they need to stay healthy. Pleasanton Livestock also carries Golden Harvest Hybrid and Purina feeds. Only the feeds with the best vitamins and nutrients that all your animals need and want. Stop in today and ask the experts what vaccinations and feed is right for your farm. Best of luck, Bulldogs, from Pleasanton Livestock Service.
And we are back here on the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. Here's a look at your first half numbers for the Pleasanton Bulldogs. Jason Nichols, 4 points and 3 rebounds. Austin Pates, 2 points, 1 rebound. Caleb Pritchard, 9 points, 4 rebounds to lead the team. Colin Janicek, 6 points, 3 rebounds. Caden Zwiener has a rebound. Derek Tolles, 3 points, 4 rebounds. And Brady Darby, 1 rebound. Identical rebounding numbers for the two teams. 5 in the first quarter, 12 in the second. Free throw shooting for Pleasanton, 1 of 1 in the first quarter, 3 of 6 in the second. 3-point shooting, 0 of 3 in the first quarter, 0 of 9 in the second quarter. Turnovers, 5 in the first quarter, 3 in the second quarter. Fouls, Austin Pates and Derek Tolles each have 2. Pleasanton had 17 points in the first quarter, 7 in the second. At the half, the Bulldogs, 24 points, 17 rebounds. 4 out of 7 at the free throw line, 0 of 12 from 3-point land, and 8 turnovers. But at the half, 10 and 4 Pleasanton, the defending tournament champions, who start this year the number 3 seed, lead SEM 24-18 as they shut the Mustangs out in the second quarter of play. At halftime in Overton, it is Elm Creek 25 and Elwood 21. Kearney girls leading Hastings at the half, 18-11, and Kearney Catholic out early to a 16-2 first quarter lead over Donovan Trumbull. You've been listening to the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. Ravenna Sanitation says your trash is our treasure, serving central Nebraska for business or residential service. Ravenna Sanitation, your trash collection connection. Find them in your local Yellow Pages. The second half is next.
Misco Sports has served Kearney and the Central Nebraska area for 40 years and will continue to do so for many more. And even though their retail store in Kearney is now closed, Misco's will continue to serve the schools, teams, clubs, and organizations of the area with the same great service you've known for years. If you have questions, contact their main office in Ord at 308-728-5261. Misco Sports, serving Central Nebraska.
Do you have trouble hearing the radio? How about the phone or TV? Are you avoiding social situations because of a hearing loss? If so, see ENT Physicians of Kearney and Family Hearing Center to learn more about the hearing aid products and services we provide. Or visit us at entphysiciansofkearney.com, caring for our community one patient at a time. We're ENT Physicians of Kearney and Family Hearing Center.
And we're ready to start the second half on Classic Hits and PlatteRiverPreps.com. It will be Pleasanton basketball, leading it by a score of 24-18. That's the largest lead by either team in a game. Let's see how SEM handles it defensively, see if they take it at English in line. So far, not a whole lot here by the Bulldogs. The teams are a combined 2 of 25 on three-point shooting. So Pates drives in, and he'll get it inside the lane, lay it up and in. Second bucket for Austin Pates, and it's 26-18 now in favor of Pleasanton, and SEM gets it across the timeline against pressure. Throw it up with a jump pass to Mateo to English. In the paint they go. Harshbarger, nowhere to go. Hands it to O'Neal. One dribble. Kicks it back out to English in the corner for three. It is no good. Offensive rebound. There's the big fella, John O'Neal, again. His putback is no good, though. It's going to be out of bounds off Pleasanton, the 10th board of the game for John O'Neal. He had three straight buckets there in the first quarter to help SEM overcome an early six-point deficit. SEM basketball again. They lob it into the corner to the line against the man-to-man on the low post. There's Harshbarger. Squares it up off the glass and scores. And that snaps an over nine-minute drought here for SEM. And the good thing for them is they're only down six. 26-20. Pleasanton a minute into the corner, driving in. Pritchard, spin move, lays it up. And they're going to call a foul here on the Mustangs. See where that one's at. Looks like he spun away from the traffic and then Harshbarger reached in. But I don't think they called it on him. They called it on Bateo. That'll be his first. And two free throws now coming up for Colin Janacek. And Janacek will rattle it home. 7 points now for Colin. 27-20. And a second free throw now coming up. Janacek will fire and score. So Janacek hits them both. The lead back to 8, 28-20. And then SEM throws it away on the inbound on a two-foot pass. SEM just really killing themselves in this game with the turnovers and over the back fouls that they had in the first half. So an opportunity here for Pleasanton, and Pates will fire a three and hit it. The first three of the game in 13 tries for Pleasanton. And just like that, the lead is out to 11, and then we come to the other end of the fast break. Dish it off to O'Neal, and he is fouled. So the first free throws of the game are coming up here for SEM. John O'Neal will shoot two. Fouls on Clay Weber, his first. At halftime, the Kearney Catholic girls just thrashing Donovan Trumbull 34-4. And Kearney Catholic is so banged up. Is it mattering so far tonight? The free throw is up, and it is no good by O'Neal. He'll have a second one coming. And John takes the time, puts it up. It's no good. But an offensive rebound. Sneaking in there is Harshbarger, his third. Kicks it out to English for three. They need it but can't get it. The rebound is punched around, and it ends up in the hands of Colin Janacek, who's off to the races. SEM's Bateo. They put the shot up and in. And, again, hardly a graze of a foul, but when you take that big of a swat trying to block it, the referee is going to call that every time. And a chance for a three-point play for Colin Janacek. The foul on Bateo. Two quick ones here in the half. Free throw up, and it is in, and Pleasanton has built themselves a comfortable lead now, taking the lead out to 14, eight-point margin since halftime. And at the other end, driving in, uncontested, the scoop shot for a line will not go. It rolls all the way around and out. Rebound to Brady Darby, and here comes Pleasanton. Pates, skip pass, over on the wing, gets it into the hands of Pritchard. Pritchard back over to the Pates on the right side of the key. Now Janacek, quick ball moving around the perimeter here, looking for those threes again. Not much going on in the paint. There's Darby. They tried to force it to him, and the ball got deflected away. Pleasanton turnover. O'Neal will get it up the floor to English. Over to Bateo. High post, Harshbarger makes a good catch at his toes, and then he's fouled by Pates. And he's fouled on the shot. Harshbarger started to go up. Pates with the quick reach. Austin can't believe it, but that ball came out of there for a reason, apparently. That's the third foul on Pates. And Harshbarger will go to the line to shoot two. 6 points, three boards for Joe. And the free throw from the lefty is up and in. Back into the ball game, Nolan Smith for SEM and Jason Nichols for Pleasanton. And the free throw now on the way. And the second one is good. So Harshbarger hits them both. 34-22 in favor of Pleasanton. They lead it by 12. Trying to add more here. Janacek kicks it off into the corner. Here's a three-pointer, Zwiener, and Zwiener's going to hit it. Caden with his first bucket of the basketball game. 37-22. Pleasanton now up by 15. And a timeout going to be called by SEM. It is a full-length timeout. They have just two remaining. 5:27 to go in the third quarter. It's Pleasanton 37, SEM 22, here on Classic Hits.
Bailey Drywall in Pleasanton is proud to support the area athletes this year and wish them the best of luck in the games they play. Call Bailey Drywall of Pleasanton for residential or commercial drywall jobs. From the smallest patch to the largest walls, the professionals at Bailey Drywall can fix it right in a timely manner. New construction or just a remodel, for all your drywall projects, big or small, they take care of all your walls. Bailey Drywall in Pleasanton.
Attention football fans, it's that time of year again when the competition is heating up. If you want to be the ultimate tailgate grilling master, you need a Traeger wood pellet grill. You could be making bacon and biscuits before a morning game, pizza and hamburgers before the afternoon game, or take your time and enjoy smoking ribs or pork tenderloin before that evening game. The grill that can do it all, check out the new Traeger Junior Tailgate model. Stop grilling, start Traegering at Builders in Kearney.
Builders does the best.
Out of the timeout, SEM trying to find a way to get that ball inside. They do to Line. Line shot won't fall. Close one, but again, won't fall through. The rebound brought down by Caden Zwiener. Zwiener up the floor. They give it off in the corner for another three-pointer. Pritchard, it's no good. Follows his shot, but can't grab it. Rebound, Dylan Line. Line fires the ball up the floor to Bateo. Bateo coming in, lost the handle. It heads out of bounds. And what are the officials going to say? Now the late signal says it'll be Pleasanton ball. So SEM with their second turnover of the quarter and 15th of the ball game. But SEM really struggling after a great first quarter. They have 4 points since then. 4:45 to go third quarter, 37-22 Pleasanton. And Pleasanton has missed a lot of shots to help them out a little bit. Fadeaway jumper Darby, and they foul him on the arm. Joe Harshbarger with his third. So he's got three. English has three. Line has three. Mateo's got two here in the quarter. And Brady Darby will go to the line to shoot two, looking for his first points of the tournament. And the free throw is on the way. And off the front of the iron, no good. Waiting to check in for the shooter, Darby, is John Colsheen. Janacek leads the team in scoring with 17. Pritchard, 14.5. Pates at 11. The free throw is missed, but an offensive rebound is grabbed by Caleb Pritchard, his fifth. And a reset here. Janacek, and an offensive foul going to be called on Colin Janacek. He leaned into Bateo to try to make himself some more room and got the call. Coming up tomorrow, we have the only day off of the week. And then the Lou Platte Conference semifinals Thursday and Friday here on Classic Hits. All four games from the Consolation and Championship Saturday, all from St. Paul. The rest of the FKC tournament will be on ESPN Radio, 1460-1550. Harshbarger on the low block tries to bounce pass it through the lane into the hands of Line. It's deflected out of bounds, and SEM gets another chance. Again, our games are also on the web, PlatteRiverPreps.com. SEM ball underneath their own hoop into the corner to Line. Line and English have been a non-factor since the first quarter. With those fouls, English now finally gets a three away. It's too strong, no good. Long rebound comes out to the Bulldogs. With the ball, pushing it up the floor is Colin Janacek. Janacek works his way to the free throw line. Pull-up jumper is no good. Another offensive rebound. This one is grabbed by Pritchard, his sixth. So they'll reset. Right-hand corner, Zwiener. He'll try the three. It's no good. And the ball will go out of bounds to SEM. Nichols tried to grab it, but deflected it out of bounds. Andre Gallegos and John O'Neill will come in. Checking out will be Nolan Smith and Joe Harshbarger. 3:50 to go here in the third quarter. Pleasanton 37, SEM 22. SEM was up 18-17 at the end of one. And Pleasanton steals the inbounds pass again underneath to Nichols, and he is fouled. And Jason Nichols will get a chance here to shoot two free throws. That's the second time in the game that SEM has tried to make a two-foot pass at Pleasanton on the inbounds that Pleasanton is just there to take. The foul is the third on Bateo, and the free throw is up and in for Nichols. He's got 5 points. And it's just kind of jaw-dropping how this game has changed since the first quarter. SEM looks so good early, and now it has just changed. Jason Nichols makes the second one, and up the floor it comes with Lance English. English crossover dribble, and then he kicks it and loses the basketball. Pleasanton up the floor. They keep getting Christmas gifts here from the Mustangs. Rotate the ball around the perimeter. Get it up top from Sweener. Now try to force it inside to Colsheen. The ball deflected away to Nichols. Nichols 17-footer. No good. Long rebound to Gallegos. Andre pushes it up the floor, but does not attack the hoop. Hits the trailer. Bateo, top of the key. The three-pointer is off the mark. It is no good. It goes out of bounds to Pleasanton. Earlier this year, just 2 weeks ago, Pleasanton beat SEM 62-46. And this one was close coming into the third quarter, but Pleasanton has outscored SEM 15-4. Colsheen inside, forces the jumper, no good. The rebound comes out to Lance English, his first of the game. He'll go on the wing to Bateo. Bateo to the baseline, gets it to Line. Line off a nice pick, takes it into the paint, puts up the one-hand runner. It will not go. It bounced on the heel twice. It refuses to fall through the cylinder. The rebound to Pritchard. He's got 7. Apparently SEM used up all their shot-making ability in the first quarter. Dave Irwin was telling us they got to make shots. They've had troubles lately, and now we see a lot of the reason that has happened in what he's been talking about. Checking in for Pleasanton will be Derek Tolles, and for SEM will be Chase Irwin. Crowd continues to filter in. Of course, Loomis plays next against Amherst, and we've got it for you here on Classic Hits. Pleasanton inbound. They rotate it around. Nichols, ball fake, lets the man fly by. Takes the 12-footer. Won't fall, and the rebound will be grabbed by Chase Irwin, his first, and Chase will bring the ball up the floor. Junior on the right wing against the man-to-man. Sweeney's picking him up. Try to go back cut. English, little reverse layup. Put it too strong off the glass. It skips across. Rebound brought down by Derek Tolles. Tolles tries to go coast-to-coast, and the charge is getting back. Chase Irwin draws the charge, and Tolles with his third personal foul. Team fouls are now even at 4 here in the second half. You're listening to the Fort Kearney Conference Tournament brought to you by Misco Sports. Your sports headquarters still there, serving all of Central Nebraska. And Dylan Line now with it. Ball fake, gets into the paint. Again, another floater. And finally, a bucket for SEM. Just their second bucket in over 14 minutes. And now they turn the ball over, get the steal. Irwin, long pass up ahead, driving in Line. Contested shot from 6 is good. So Dylan Line, back-to-back buckets. You never know. One bucket in 14, 15 minutes, then 2 in 15 seconds, 39-26. SEM fans want to get their kids fired up here. They haven't had much to make noise about, and they are now. Here's a pull-up jumper by Janacek from the free-throw line, and they're going to say it was partially deflected out of bounds. They're going to say you never see Janacek with an air ball, and the SEM fans don't like it at all. And Pleasanton to throw it in, I could not tell. Pleasanton will throw it in up top to Janacek. Now he drives in, finds some traffic, kicks it back out to Nichols. Three-pointer comes up top the front of the iron, short, no good. Rebound is grabbed by John O'Neill, his 11th of the game. SCM gets it into the front court to line. Crossover dribble, poked at it, knocked it away, Pritchard, but he gets it back. Now drives baseline, up and in, and draws the foul. A chance for a three-point play. This is the Dylan line we're used to seeing, and he's got a chance to cut it to 10. Six straight for Dylan line. And the foul was called on Caleb Pritchard, his first. Line's first free throw attempt of the basketball game is on the way, and it won't go. Rebound tipped around. It's deflected to line. He drives again. He scores again. Eight in a row for line, and it's 39-30. And SEM trying to get back in the game before the fourth quarter. A minute to go. Pleasanton basketball, top of the circle. Looking at a three. It's on the way, and it is good for Colin Janicek. His first three of the game. He's got eight in the quarter and 14 in the contest, 42-30. Pleasanton by a dozen, 40 seconds to go here in quarter number three. Line on the right wing. He's got the hot hand, trying to flop Pritchard. Didn't work. Line shot no good. And on the rebound, we've got an over-the-back foul called. And it's going to be on John O'Neill, his second. Checking back into the ball game is Pates for Pleasanton. And SEM gets Gallegos back in. 34 seconds to go in the third quarter, 42-30 Pleasanton. SEM made a little run there, cut it to 10, but then Pleasanton scored and got the ball back. Actually cut it to 9. Now another three is up. This one is no good by Janicek. English can't corral the rebound, and it goes out of bounds in the far corner, headed out towards a concession stand. Didn't quite make it that far, though, because too much of a crowd between here and the concession stand. 21 seconds to go in the quarter. Tolles throws it all the way out top to Pritchard. Swings it over to Pates for the three. They're not going very much tonight, but a backside rebound. Tolles will get another chance. Swing it to Pates with 13 seconds. Pates up to midcourt. Playing catch out there with Pritchard. 6 seconds to go. Somebody's got to make a move. 4 seconds. 3 seconds. 2 seconds. Pritchard drives his 12-footer. Good. It works. Good patience by the Pleasanton Bulldogs, and Caleb Pritchard gets his first bucket of the second half. He's got 11, and after three, the Pleasanton Bulldogs 44, the SEM Mustangs 30. You're listening to the Fort Kearney Conference Tournament brought to you by Misco Sports on Classic Hits 98.9.
Lammer's Truck Line, the River Stop, and Nichols Repair in Pleasanton are proud to support this high school sports broadcast. Nichols Repair is a championship-quality auto service center. Lammer's Truck Line is your number one defense against slow, expensive grain and livestock hauling. And the River Stop is the one stop you need to make before and after the game for pizzas and refreshments and a gas fill-up. Best of luck from the River Stop, Lammer's Truck Line, and Nichols Repair, all of Pleasanton.
Athletes come in all shapes and sizes, and Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine specializes in getting them all back in their game. From swinging a hammer to swinging a golf club, whether tackling daily tasks or tackling the running back, see Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine Clinic. If you're suffering from any injury that's putting you on the sidelines, make an appointment today and take comfort in our care. Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine.
And we're ready to start the fourth quarter of play. It will be SEM basketball, but they trail it by a score of 44-30. Pleasanton, 3 of 21 from three-point land, but they made them all last quarter. And SEM looking to get something going here. They had a little run going towards the end of the third quarter of play, but Pleasanton scored the last 5 points. They get it to line. Fadeaway jumper off the glass on the left wing is going to be no good. Rebound brought down by Caleb Pritchard, his ninth of the basketball game. And then the outlet pass is going to be stolen away. That'll be turnover number 11 for Pleasanton. Three-pointer English will not go. Rebound brought down by Janicek. He wants to run. Outlet pass for layup. Clay Weber. 46-30. Pleasanton back up by their largest lead of the basketball game. 7:10 to go. SEM to Gallegos in the left-hand, or excuse me, to Bateo in the left-hand corner. Gives it off to English. Lance hit a couple threes early. Nothing since. Underneath the Harshbarger. He'll put it up off the glass and score. Josh now with 10 points in the basketball game. Makes it 46-32. Good thing for SEM, they did get 12 points in the quarter, but they were all in the last 2.5 minutes. Three-pointer, Pleasanton, no good. 3 for 22, rebound brought down by English. Up the floor they come, give it to Mateo, loses the handle. Turnover number 17, make it 18 for SEM. To the other end, scoop shot missed. Rebound brought down by Tolles, just throws it up flat-footed, and he's going to be fouled. Tolles will go to the line here to shoot a pair of free throws. He is one of two at the line. And the first one is on the way. It is good. 4 points now for Tolles. Nine of 14 from the line. Make him 10 of 15 after that one. Second free throw now for Derek Tolles. On the way, it is short. Rebound grabbed by Dylan Line. Outlet to English, already in the front court to Mateo. Mateo, they beat Pleasanton back, puts it up off the window and scores. That's the first bucket of the ball game for Mateo. 47-34, Pleasanton with 6:20 to go in the game. The winner plays at 8 o'clock Friday night at the Viero Event Center. Another three by Janacek, no good. Long rebound in the corner. It's Lance English with his third. Then his outlet pass deflected away, in for the layup, drawing the foul and scoring, Colin Janacek. He was well defended and somehow threw it high off the window and scores. So a chance for the three-point play here again. The foul on Gallegos. Three for three for Janacek, but not that time. In fact, looked like he had a little hiccup there because he was short of the rim. But yet he still leads the team with 16 points, 11 for Pritchard, for SEM, 10 for Harshbarger, and Line. SEM down 15 with 6 minutes to go. Line for the three. It's going to be short. And nobody grabs the rebound. Pleasanton just lets it go out of bounds. SEM has missed 14 consecutive three-point attempts. And we have got a timeout on the floor by the Mustangs. They have one remaining. 5:54 to go in our game. It's Pleasanton 49 and SEM 34. You're listening to the Fort Kearney Conference Tournament on KKPR-FM. Kearney, Loomis, and Eddyville. Back after this.
Today, more and more people are insuring their homes with us through Auto Owners Insurance. I'm Dave Challey at Barney Insurance. We'll provide low-cost, quality protection, claim service second to none, and if you insure both your home and car through Auto Owners Insurance, you'll qualify for additional premium discounts. Stop by or give us a call at 237-2222. We're Barney Insurance.
Time is the true test of endurance. Barney Insurance.
You haven't experienced great food until you've made the short drive to Sumner to dine at Tubbs Pub. Tubbs Pub offers daily lunch specials sure to fill you up and homemade nightly dinner specials, including the best prime rib around. So make this short drive and see why everyone says great things for miles around about Tubbs Pub in Sumner. It's the best home cooking you'll find, and you won't even have to help with the dishes. Get to Tubbs Pub today. Tubbs Pub in Sumner, a proud supporter of tonight's game.
Back to action, Pleasanton basketball up 49-34. Dish it to the baseline. Short jumper is no good by Zwiener. The rebound is tipped back out to Janacek, though. And Pates will take the free throw line jumper. No good. Rebound brought down to Dylan Line. Line will push the ball up the court to the free throw line. Bounce pass left wing. Mateo will not take the shot. Back to Line in the corner. Long three, and it's good. Dylan Line with his first three, and he's got 13. That breaks a string of 14 straight misses from the arc for SEM. In other basketball, the Kearney girls, a 30-17 lead over Hastings after three. Kearney Catholic leading Donovan Trumbull 49-18 at the end of three. And that is airing on ESPN 1460. The Kearney Hastings game on the Breeze 94.5. Pleasanton now playing a little keep away, working the ball around the perimeter here. Try a back cut, but before they can, we've got a hold called. And a 1-1 coming up because we're in the bonus. The foul will be called on Gallegos. And that is his second. And at the line to shoot the 1-1 is Colin Janacek. 16.7 rebounds for Colin. Free throw is up and it is in. Janacek right at his season average now with 17 points. And he's got one more coming. Second free throw on the way and it is short, no good. Rebound pulled down by Dylan Line. He has come alive here in the last 6 minutes of this game. Throws it up top for a three-pointer, Gallegos, but it is too strong. Long rebound comes out to Zwiener. Good outlet pass, and then line is going to be called for a foul here. As taking it to the hoop was Caleb Pritchard. Line thought he blocked the shot. The official says no. That'll be your fourth personal foul on Dylan Line, and more free throws here. Coincidentally, Pleasanton and SEM not in the same sub-district. SEM is going to get in with Eustace Farnham, and Brady will be their toughest competition, and Anselmo Myrna. The free throw is up, and it is good. So, Pritchard able to make both of them. He has 13 points. And it is 52-37. Now they steal the ball away. Outlet pass, another layup up and in. Transition buckets now starting to flow here for the Pleasanton Bulldogs. And they have just extended the lead to 17, their largest. And SEM in a little bit of trouble now. Just had that shutout second quarter. Panicked a little bit and cut it to 9, but that's as close as they got. And down to O'Neill. His shot rattles out, draws the foul. But Pleasanton has had a lot of three-point plays. And for SEM, a couple of times that they've been fouled on the shot, it will not go in. O'Neill is 0 for 2, has 6 points. The foul is on Derek Tolles, his fourth. And Pleasanton looking for their 10th win in their last 11 games. Free throw is up, and it is in. And looking to defend their tournament title. They got red hot at this point last year. Second free throw for O'Neill is on the way, and it's good. So John hits them both. He's got 8 points. 54-39, Pleasanton, 4:10 to go in the basketball game. Elm Creek was leading Elwood 40-26 at the end of three quarters earlier tonight. Driving baseline, Pates. Pates going to be called for the charge. There is a big collision underneath. Taking the charge was O'Neill, then trying to get the rebound. Pritchard got tripped up, and he hit the ground hard. But that was all for naught because Pates is calling for the charge, his fourth foul. So Pates and Tolles have 4 for Pleasanton, and Line has 4 for SEM as they take a moment to towel off the floor. 4 minutes and 3 seconds to go in our basketball game. 54-39 coming up next, Loomis and Amherst. Again, a reminder that the rest of the Fort Kearney Conference semifinals and finals, Thursday through Saturday, are at the Viero Event Center in Kearney. Girls Thursday, boys Friday, and then everybody Saturday. And you'll hear them all on ESPN 1460 and 1550 AM, the web as well, PlatteRiverPreps.com. Back to action now. O'Neill in the right-hand corner front court, forces it into Line. Line finds a seam, drives, and scores. 15 points, 13 of those in the second half for Dylan Line. The Bulldogs break the pressure with a long pass down the floor, and they'll kick it back out to Janacek. SEM trying to overplay the ball. Line has to be a little careful because he's got the 4 fouls. 54-41, and now a hand check foul on Mateo, and that's his 4th. And the difference here is SEM has committed 10 fouls in this half, and so 2 free throws the rest of the way for Pleasanton. Colin Janacek at the line to shoot the 2. And the first one is on the way, and it is good. 18 points for Janacek, 55-41. Second free throw now. On the way, and good. And Janacek extends that Pleasanton lead, 56-41, with 3.5 to go. Up the floor, English to Line, off the screen, top of the key, 3. No good. Rebound pulled down by Austin Pates on the wing. He'll hustle it up the floor. To Janacek, skip pass right side to Zwiener, back up to Pates, drives, one-hand runner, Walt Ball going high, Dylan Line gets the rebound, outlet pass to Mateo, and then he lost the handle as he went in. He's on the floor, and SEM turns it over. Pleasanton hustles it up the floor, now decides to kick it out, and let a little clock run here. Pates in the corner, could have shot the 3, passed it up. 3 minutes to go, 56-41, Pleasanton leading SEM, the ball deflected out of bounds. Up next, Amherst and Loomis, scheduled for a 7:30 start. It'll be a little bit later than that. Checking back in for SEM, Joe Harshbarger and Chase Irwin. When SEM comes back, it's not easy. At Overton, then they play in the Heartland Hoops Classic, the last game of the night against Heartland Lutheran, and then South Loop. We'll have every game of the Heartland Hoops Classic for you as well on our network of stations. As the drive is up, Pritchard's shot won't go. Ball batted out of bounds. The first five games will be on ESPN Radio. The three evening games after district wrestling will be right here on Classic Hits 98.9 beginning at 5:45 on the 11th of February. Inbounds pass. Irwin just about got the steal. Zwiener, though, able to grab it away from him and kick it back out top to Janicek. Working on English. Back out top to Zwiener. Bounce pass right side. And the ball stolen away. Line up the floor. Makes contact with Pates, and Pates is fouled out. Not much Pates could do once he lost the ball. He kind of had to stand his ground. And both the players had five fouls. That time it's called on the defensive player. Pates with 7 points and two rebounds in the ball game tonight. Below his season average, but it's going to be good enough for Pleasanton to win a ball game tonight. At the line to shoot the 1-1 will be Dylan Line. He is 0-1 at the line tonight. I've got him for 15 points and 7 rebounds. Checking in, Jason Nichols for Pleasanton to replace Pates. Don't forget the Misco Sports postgame show is coming up. We'll have all the final stats for you, so keep it right here on Classic Hits and PlatteRiverPreps.com. Dylan Line now to shoot 2 or 1-1, puts the first one up, and it's good, so he will get the second. Line with 14 in the second half. And the second free throw on the way, and it's in. So Dylan Line hits them both. 56-43, SEM still trying. They put that full court pressure on. The ball's tipped away. It's on the floor, and it is stolen away. The scramble gets it to Irwin. Irwin brings it up to the trailer. Line tries to get it into Harshbarger. He looked open. The ball deflected out of there by Clay Weber, I think it was. It got a hand. No, it wasn't Clay Weber. It was Tolles. They got a hand on it. And just when SEM had a little glimmer of hope, the turnover is made, and now Pleasanton plays keep away with 2 minutes to go. Top of the circle, trying to drive in. A reach-in foul will be called, and that will send Pritchard to the line to shoot two more free throws. A final in girls basketball, Kearney High 34, and Hastings 23. 34-23, Kearney girls beat Hastings. The boys will follow in about 20 minutes on the Breeze, 94.5 FM. The free throw is up, and it is in for Caleb Pritchard, who now has 16 in the game. And the second free throw now for Pritchard. That one is going to set on the rim and won't go. Line will pull down the rebound. And off to the races goes SEM. Line, good ball handling, gets it all the way in the paint, stops, double clutches, shoots, and scores. Where was this? Earlier in the game, of course, with those three fouls, it shows you how much they missed English and Line. English never has got on track since the first quarter, but Line is the bulk of the offense here, and Pleasanton turns the basketball over, and then SEM on the outlet throws it right back to him, trying to go too quick. 12-point game, a minute and a half to go. With it is Tolles. Tolles got fouled by Joe Harshbarger. He's got four. There's been plenty of fouls in this game. And two free throws coming up for Derek Tolles. He is 2 for 4, has 4 points. Pates has already fouled out for Pleasanton, and four on Tolles for SEM. Line has four. Harshbarger has four. Bateo has four. And they're going to say that's the fifth on Harshbarger, actually. So he fouls out of the game. Free throw is up, and it is in for Derek Tolles. So Harshbarger will finish the game with 10 points and 3 rebounds and foul out with 1:26 to go. Second free throw also good. So Tolles hits them both. 59-45. Pleasanton's going to advance on to the conference semifinals yet again. English on the right wing as we play out the string here. Tries to find Line. Line needs some help. Lobs it inside. O'Neill makes a good catch, but then his shot is swatted away, but right back into the hands of English, who scores and draws the foul. Great block by Caden Zwiener, but when he swatted it out of the paint, it was right to the cutting Lance English, who has his first points since the first quarter. Nichols with the foul, and a chance for a three-point play here for Lance English. And the free throw is good. So English now with 9 points in the basketball game, 59-48, Pleasanton, a minute 10 to go. Just trying to play a little keep away here in the backcourt. The throw will get into the front court there to Pritchard. And now it's just trying to keep it away. SEM's got to come out and play man or foul, and they're trying to zone it up here and run down the ball. So At this point, it's an 11-point game. Probably can't do anything more, so SEM has elected not to foul, although I think they want to. Picking up the ball is going to be Pritchard. He gets it over to Janacek, and they're just playing catch. Now driving in and taking the gimme layup, but missing it will be Pritchard, and the rebound brought down by O'Neal. And then it's just ripped out of their hands at the back court, and Pleasanton gets the ball back. 25 seconds to go. And Pleasanton now goes back to playing keep away. Swing it over to Nichols. 15 seconds to go. And SEM is just going to let the clock run out here. Pleasanton trying to do the same. Dribbling it around is Pritchard, and now they reach it and foul him with 8 seconds remaining. So to the line to shoot two free throws to try to add to his point total is Caleb Pritchard. He's got 5 of the quarter, 16 of the game, right behind Janacek, who has 19. The foul, the 4th on Gallegos. And the free throw is up, and it is in by Pritchard. 60-48. The first time they played, it was 62-46, so almost identical here. Second free throw is on the way, and it is good. 61-48. 8 seconds left, and the inbound is thrown away. SEM tried to roll it in so that the clock wouldn't start, but that doesn't make any difference when there's only 8 seconds left. Unfortunately, that's the 8th turnover of the quarter for SEM and the 25th of the basketball game. Pleasanton will throw it into backcourt, and they'll just hold on to the ball, and time will expire. The final score, the Pleasanton Bulldogs, after a battle the first 12 minutes of the game, able to pull away and defeat SEM 61-48. We'll be back with the stats and other scores from around the area right after this on the Misco Sports Postgame Show. You're listening to the Fort Kearney Conference Tournament on Classic Hits.
Now here's two truths. The tax man cometh and the refund follows. If you've been waiting for the tax season to upgrade your wheels, the wait's over. Even if you've got bad credit, or repossession, or collections, the friendly folks at Midway Auto Credit are here to help. So go where you don't have to take no for an answer. Midway Auto Credit, located in Midway Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram on South 2nd Avenue in Kearney, or online at midwayautocredit.com.
Family Physical Therapy knows everyone has an ow once in a while. You might sustain an injury during competition or strain your knee or back doing chores at home. Your job now is to come up with a story to tell your friends.
Yeah, I was kickboxing in Japan.
It's Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center's job to get you back to the game of life. There's one near you in Kearney, Ravenna, Minden, Elm Creek, Franklin, Lexington, and now Wood River. If you have an ow, tell your doctor you want Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center to rehab you back to the game of life.
And welcome back to Loomis High School. As always, a big thank you to the many fine sponsors that allow us to be here to bring you high school hoops. It's time now for the Misco Sports postgame show. Misco Sports, well, they may have closed the retail store in Kearney, but they will continue to serve the schools, teams, clubs, and organizations of the area with that daily face-to-face same great service you've known for years. If you have any questions at all, contact their main office at 728-5261. Let's take a look at another final. It is Elm Creek defeating Elwood 52-45 on the other side of the bracket up in Overton. Overton getting ready to play Wilcox Hildreth in the second game there. Here, Loomis and Amherst are 20 minutes away from tipping it off. The Kearney girls, a winner over Hastings, 34-23, and Kearney Catholic blasting Donovan Trumbull in the fourth quarter of their contest. It was 49-18 after three. We'll look at the final stats of our game right after this on the Misco Sports postgame show.
It's the most unique high school basketball event in the state. The Heartland Hoops Classic, Saturday, February 11th. Showcasing different schools and different classes in a pre-district neutral court setting. The beautiful and comfortable Heartland Event Center in Grand Island. Spend the day. The 8-game event begins at 9 in the morning and goes deep into the night. Tickets are $12 for adults, $6 for students, and a limited number of $25 courtside seats are available at the Heartland Event Center ticket office or online at Ticketmaster.com.
As a proud supporter of the athletes and academics, Scott of Slyker Heating and Air Conditioning would like to extend a great thank you to everyone. When you need a new unit or service on your furnace, air conditioner, or heat pump, trust Slyker Heating and Air. Scott takes great pride in his community and in all the athletes in and out of the game. From the smallest job to the biggest, Slyker does it personally so you know you can trust that it's done right. Slyker Heating and Air, serving Cumroe and surrounding area.
Back on the Misco Sports postgame show. Here's a look at the final numbers. First off for SCM, Andre Gallegos had 2 rebounds. Dylan Line had a team-high 19 points, 17 of those in the second half. He had 8 rebounds and 2 blocks. Nolan Smith, 2 rebounds. Lance English, 9 points, 3 rebounds. John O'Neill, 8 points, a game-high 12 rebounds. Joe Harshbarger, 10 points, 3 rebounds. Angel Mateo, 2 points, 2 rebounds. Chase Irwin, 1 rebound. 17 rebounds in the first half, 16 in the second half. Free throw shooting all in the second half, where they were 7 of 10. 3-point shooting, 2 of 13 in the first half, and 1 of 10 in the second half. Turnovers, 13 in the first half, 12 in the second half. So the foul trouble for Line and English in the first half, where they didn't play the final 6 minutes of the second quarter, and they didn't score at all the entire team in the second quarter, and the turnovers, the demise here today for SEM. 18 points in the first half, 30 in the second half. They finish with 48 points, 33 rebounds. 7 out of 10 at the free throw line, 3 of 22 from 3-point land, 2 blocks, and 25 turnovers. SEM now 7 and 8. They will be back in action on the road at Overton a week from Friday. For Pleasanton, Jason Nichols, 6 points, 3 rebounds. Austin Pates, 7 points and 2 rebounds. Caleb Pritchard, 18 points, a team-high 9 rebounds. Colin Janicek had a team-high 19 points and 7 rebounds. Caden Zwiener, 3 points, 3 rebounds and a block. Clay Weber had 2 points in the first half of in this basketball game. Derek Tolles, 6 points, 7 rebounds. And Brady Darby, 2 rebounds. Identical rebounding numbers for the two teams. 17 in the first half, 16 in the second half. Free throw shooting, 4 of 7 in the first half, 16 of 22 in the second half. 3-point shooting, 0 of 12 in the first half, 3 of 11 in the second half. Turnovers, 8 in the first half and 6 in the second half. Pleasanton had 24 points at halftime. They scored 37 in the second half, and the Bulldogs finished with 61 points, 33 rebounds, 20 of 29 at the free throw line, 3 of 23 from 3-point land, 1 block, and 14 turnovers. Pleasanton has now won 10 of their last 11 to improve to 11-4 on the season with a 61-48 win over SEM. They'll play Friday night at 8 against the Loomis Amherst winner from the Viero Event Center on ESPN Radio 1460 and 1550. You've been listening to the Misco Sports postgame show, sponsor of the Fort Kearney Conference Tournament, and we'll take a short break. We'll be back in about 10 to 12 minutes and get you ready for Loomis Amherst. For our producer-engineer, Grant Sparks, I'm Doug Duda saying thanks for joining us. Pleasanton Downs SEM 61-48. Elm Creek has defeated Elwood 52-45. Keep it here for more high school hoops.
This has been a Classic Hits Radio KKPR Sports Presentation. Brought to you by the KKPR Sports Club. To download an archive of this game and more, go online, kkpr.com, and hit the podcast section. KKPR Sports is a presentation of Platte River Radio.
Honey, hurry. We need to finish loading up the trash. The dump closes in 30 minutes.
Don't let trash take up time in your busy schedule. Let Ravenna Sanitation take care of all your trash needs. At Ravenna Sanitation, they take trash seriously. They're there to be your trash collection connection. If you need trash removal from your home, business, or farm, Ravenna Sanitation is the quality, dependable trash hauling service that you've been looking for. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County.